Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. It is 615 day. The Sounds are in action tonight, and we're out here at First Horizon Park ahead of all of the action. And joining us now is Adam English, GM and COO of the Nashville Sounds. Adam, appreciate you for joining us. It's a big day here at First Horizon Park. You've got a lot going on with the Covenant School, with the Boys and Girls Club of America. What does today mean to you and the Nashville Sounds organization?
Community is huge for us. And, you know, 4 days before we were supposed to start our season is when the Covenant School shooting happened. Mm-hmm. And so, opening day is supposed to be this joyous occasion. And we had to take a step back and really, you know, focus on what the community needed. And we wanted to grieve with them. Mm-hmm. And so we were really purposeful in our thought about how to honor what we could do, anything that we could do. Everybody wants to help, right? And so we thought there was no better way to kind of bring this community together than on 615 night. We are the 615. So we added, we had developed a design for a specialty jersey for 615 night. We added a Covenant Strong patch, or a heart with Covenant Strong on the sleeve. And we decided that, you know, we would work with the proper organizations to make sure that the funds raised by auctioning those jerseys off go to the families of the victims.
So, really, really cool.
And while you want to make an immediate impact, we wanted to be purposeful in how we did it. And so we wanted to do it at a time where we could bring the community together, and this is what made sense for us.
And it's not just tonight. It's a full 615 weekend. What's going on Saturday? How can people get involved?
Absolutely. So we're having a block party out here on Junior Gilliam, 3 to 5 on Saturday. There's going to be all kinds of entertainment, fun, food, drinks, face painters, stuff for kids. Get out here early, and then we have a giveaway. We have our short sleeve hoodie giveaway tonight for Hit City that looks great. And then on Saturday, we're doing our Nash Vegas shirt giveaway. The wilder the shirt we make, the more people love it. Our Hawaiian, our Jimmy Buffett shirt last year was one of our best giveaways. And so we decided to step it up a notch this year with a Nash Vegas shirt. All things Nashville, all kinds of patterns all over it. Should be a lot of fun.
Now, who comes up, because you just spoke of these cool things, who comes up with all of this stuff? Because it's one of those things where, okay, we put it out, we all believe in it, but people got to buy it. So we got to have something.
Well, here's the thing for me. It's people that create these ideas on our staff. They come up with, we come up with a big brainstorming list, and they're all people who are smarter, more creative than me, and we all kind of brainstorm what we think will be the right fit. And I mean, I'm so blessed to just have the best staff in sports. We really, you know, we skew a little bit younger in some areas. Those young people keep us cool. You know, they'll say something to me and I'll be like, what's that? And then I'll see it and I'll be like, okay, this is what the people want. So, we have a lot of fun and at the end of the day, that's what we constantly preach is we're baseball. We're supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. So how do we create fun things that people want? That just allow us to create a fun experience out here at First Horizon Park.
Now, I'm sure the players have to be sort of receptive of all of this. Are they heavily engaged? Because I know they got to go out there and play.
But
it's 615 weekend, so are these guys heavily engaged in that?
You know, I think we're a little unique. Because we're AAA, we're the last stop before the majors, I feel like a lot of our players have a really strong connection to Nashville. And I think that probably speaks more to Nashville and the city and the way it kind of draws people in when you're here. But we've had many players who, even after they go on to a big league career, when they're done, they move here. Mm-hmm. They loved their time here so much that they wanted to come back. And so they'll be totally engaged with this stuff. We have a great clubhouse, a great group of people down there, and they're excited to kind of show out for the 615.
I'm curious, with Gwinnett in town, do you get a feel, because not that I'm a Braves fan, I just watched my Mets get beaten by the Braves last time I went down there last week, but when the Braves come to town, there's tons of Braves fans in this area here. Do you get a little extra when a team like that comes in, or when the Cardinals AAA comes in, more of the regional teams?
Certainly some of the opponents, when they're in the region, we'll see a few, you know, Braves jerseys, you know, Cardinals, Cubs is pretty strong for us as well. That's the great thing about minor league baseball is you know, you welcome everyone, right? We focus on fan experience. I was at the game last Thursday when Ozzie walked it off. Sorry about your Mets.
But
it's great because we embrace those rivalries. We have a great time. And actually, the Stripers are my last team. That's where I was the GM prior to being here. So I get to see some old friends, and then, you know, hopefully we whoop them on the field.
There you go. One of the things that we always know is every year we come to the park, there's always more stuff being built around it, which we knew was going to be the case when the team first moved in. It's happened exactly how we thought. The backdrop changes a little bit here. I'm curious. This has always been considered kind of a fair park, like unlike a lot of places in the league where the ball is just flying out because of altitude and things like that. Does all the infrastructure that's been built, does that affect the flight of the ball at all, as far as we know?
You know, I'm not 100% sure. I will tell you, with the new development right over the left field wall, the first thing all of our coaches said was, man, that's going to knock the ball down. You know, that's going to change how the ball flies out of here. We still hit a lot of home runs, and it's not done yet, so I guess we'll see when it's done. Yeah. But it really is. The growth and development around the stadium has been incredible. There's more and more reasons for people to get down here early. Whether it's third and home, tailgate, Von Elrod, all of our neighbors around here, we want to be great
Caroline's
neighbors.
I think Caroline's been to all of these establishments.
I live just down the street.
And really,
made this place my home.
Yeah, the way that Germantown has really boomed over the last 7-8 years has been just incredible, and it's not slowing down.
What is this that's being built right now? Is there more
like
parking?
Apartments?
Is there shopping? Like, do we know the latest thing that's we're talking about for those that are listening? In the left center gap area, basically, down left field.
Yeah, so the last parcel of land that essentially encloses our stadium, right? So it's the tallest building in Germantown. So 7 stories, they had to get a special permit. It's going to be retail on the bottom and apartments on the top. And so right now you can see a little piece of their parking garage. You won't be able to see that when it's done. It's going to go all the way to the top. There'll be people who have apartments there that can look out their window and watch baseball, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's what I just wanted to ask you. That has to help. Like to generate buzz and to draw in new fans.
Totally.
Because if I'm living there, and say I'm not a baseball fan, I'm living there, I can walk on my back balcony and just watch the game and start to build sort of that light for the team.
Well, and even if you're not falling in love with baseball itself, you look out your window and you see the vibe in the stadium and you go, wow, let's go check that out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the bottom floor that'll be all retail is going to – I don't want to spoil all their fun, but I know that they have some restaurants planned there. And it's right on a piece of the Greenway in Nashville. So there'll be people who can ride their bikes up and down there, walk their dogs. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are efforts in this city to make it a little bit more bikeable, a little bit more walkable. And that fence out there won't be covered. So when you're walking up and down the Greenway, you can even just look in and see.
Oh, wow.
Adam English is with us, GM and COO of the Nashville Sounds. I think the Sounds have done such a great job of being able to bring people in, not just because of the baseball. Understanding that baseball night might not be everyone's thing, but you can go to the Bandbox. You got fireworks on Friday nights. You can bring your dog some nights of the week. You've got third and home just across the way. And I feel like the trend of baseball is kind of getting a little bit more into that. Looking at Savannah Bananas, for example.
Absolutely.
Put fun back in baseball. So what are some ideas or things that you're hoping to do coming down the line to make it more of a fan experience?
I mean, that's where our focus totally is, especially because we don't control the players on the field. We can't control wins and losses. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling players up, sending them down, trying to put the best product on the field. We're at the mercy of the Brewers, and thankfully for us, they've got a lot of talent. So we win more than we lose. And so, I mean, look, last night we had a reversible bucket hat as a part of a UT Sounds collaboration.
Fun.
You know, tonight we have our short-sleeved Hit City t-shirt. Our brands that we have this year, earlier in the year, we introduced the Brewskis as an alternate brand that
Love
was a
that.
Huge hit with fans. We also introduced the Hot Chickens. So, I mean, we want to connect to the community. We want fun things. We want things that people embrace. And to your point, we just put in a wiffle ball field over here for kids. It's turf. It's in an area of the ballpark that was previously not used. That's been very popular. The Bandbox, putt-putt. We're always looking at ways to add things for fans who just want to be a part of the fan experience. And with creative giveaways and a great staff and smiling faces when people get here, we've seen – Nashville sports fans and baseball fans in general really support us in a way that we're very grateful for.
Today's not just about fun. We always know you're going to get fun with the Nashville Sounds, but today is also about giving back to the community. Boys and Girls Club is here today, as well as a give back night for the Covenant School. How can people get involved, or how can people donate if they'd like to help?
Well, so the specialty jerseys, that auction's live right now, and it's going to be live through June 22nd at 7 p.m. So get on, support that. All those proceeds go. Come out and just be a part of the fun. And come out on Saturday, be a part of the block party. Friday night, we do our next installation of the Vihuelas de Nashville, where we turn into our homage to the Hispanic community in Nashville. We have fireworks on Friday. And then Sunday, we have Faith and Family Night, and it's Father's Day. So I know that we're going to have a bunch of big games this weekend. People are excited about it. There'll be music on Sunday for Faith and Family. And really, like I said, something for everybody all weekend long, and it's going to be fun no matter what.
No, it's going to be a blast. Adam, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you guys for having me on.
Awesome. Thanks. Appreciate that. Caroline Willie DeMays is brought to you by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook app. With cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible, betting just got better. Download the Zen Sports Sportsbook app today. 102.5, 106.3, The Game.